Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everybody. So we all know that, you know, we all have apps, we have iPhones and Androids, and we all understand that technology is moving us to a new place in terms of health and wellness. And did you know that more people download 10 million mobile apps every single day? People are using technology to assist with everything from managing their finances to monitoring their health. The right website really can help with recovery and getting your life back on track, providing real-time tracking about what affects your moods, how different situations have an impact you, and providing you insight for your red flags. My guest today, Jeff Smith, is one of the leading developers of technology that is designed to help people in recovery or people that want to get help for some kind of addiction. And he's joining me to talk about how you could take your recovery treatment to the next level. Jeff, welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me, Erica. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so you're the CEO of Recovery Brands, and can you tell our audience a little bit about what it is you guys do and what inspired you to start the website?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so we're a publisher, a digital publisher in the addiction and recovery information space. So that basically means that we produce content that we think will connect with an audience who is either looking for treatment for themselves or trying to understand substance abuse or other process addiction. Same thing goes for their loved ones. So a place where they can essentially come find non-judgmental information, resources if they need it, if they're ready to, you know, take the next step, be that pick up the phone and call and talk about treatment options, or whether that's jumping over to a forum where they can just simply remain anonymous and ask questions and communicate with people who have shared their experience, and you know, hopefully people, they can connect with people who have gotten through to the other side and are living an active life in strong recovery.
Right.
So we do that a number of ways with, you know, articles that we create, with blogs, with professionally contributed content, communities as well. So that could be forums and other platforms and apps.
And this is on rehabs.com, correct?
Correct. So we have rehabs.com, recovery.org, and we manage a handful of other sites that, you know, as we got more involved in the space and understanding our audience and their needs, you know, from surveying users and even doing sometimes in person, like live user testing, having them use our websites and telling us what they felt like was missing, what they would like to see, what their concerns were, we developed additional websites that we felt like connected with people throughout the full spectrum of, you know, kind of the cycle from, you know, substance abuse through dependency, through, you know, really kind of hardcore addiction, through detox, and then, you know, inpatient treatment, you know, all the way out to the other side where, you know, they're getting into relapse prevention and aftercare and, you know, hopefully some sort of a kind of holistic recovery program that addresses, you know, everything from, you know, how to eat right after, you know, after overcoming addiction, right, and getting your body healthy, and how to manage sleep and exercise, and, you know, really just kind of joining community. So we've built resources and assets that we've felt like cater to people in the different places of their journey.
Right. And it's like you guys are holding their hand all along, you know, every single step along the whole way from the beginning to the end, and any questions that come up in between. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, we'd like to. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm curious because I have so many clients or people, you know, I have a book that was published recently called Rewired, and there's people that find the book, you know, through different ways, whether, you know, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, doesn't, just wherever, and they call me to ask me how, you know, I'm in you know, in the Midwest, or I'm down south, or I'm, you know, they're all over the country, and they really have no access or don't understand how they can get their loved one into treatment, or what kind of treatment is, you know, the right fit, or you know, do they have a problem. And so I just, you know, I think it's so important to have you on today to give people this information so that they understand they're not alone, and that really technology is kind of the bridge between people that are maybe not, you know, having access to help right away, or to centers, or to, you know, bigger facilities. So, yeah, can you tell me your experience of how you have embraced this shift from, you know, just people calling a hotline to really using technology to help themselves?
Right. Yeah. I think, yeah, and I think, like, first and foremost, what's really interesting in this particular space in terms of online and digital content is that it's such a shift from, you know, 15 or 20 years ago when somebody felt like, okay, I've got a problem and it's more than I can handle. And now I have to, you know, if I really want help, the first thing I have to do is physically over the phone, go to somebody and tell them that I need help. And that's just such a massive step for somebody that's probably dealing with a lot of shame, you know, and just dealing with that jump to, like, okay, once I admit it, I can't go back. And so now, you know, with the advent of search engines and, you know, the plethora of information that's available, people can actually, you know, without having to take that massive leap, they can start to take little baby steps to uncover, like, okay, is this normal that, you know, when I'm using, this is happening, or I'm feeling this way? Okay, I see that this happens with other people. So then what do they do about it? And they can go down this journey where they don't have to make this giant commitment. And I think that's fantastic, right? And so we tried to be this resource that would be there for them where, you know, when we started six, seven years ago, a lot of what they would find online was, like, either, you know, it's a treatment center's website and it's like, okay, you got this issue, like, you need to call us, you need to come in. Or, you know, sometimes there's other content that we felt like was really kind of shaming, or just really, you know, really negative, I guess, in the sense of, like, you know, you need to call us because you're going to end up dead or in jail. Like, stuff like that, where we just felt like, okay, like, slow down, like, let's treat people with a little bit of respect, in that, you know, this is a tough thing for them to even, you know, kind of venture out there and explore the options. So, like, let's just present them with information and show them that, you know what, like, you are not the first person who's experienced this, and you won't be the last person to experience this. And there are people that have gotten through this, and you know, and here are kind of resources and things to help with that. So what we try to provide is, you know, access to directories of content where people can browse via their state, city, zip code, you know, various filters and sorting capabilities. And ultimately, you know, it's getting... We're trying to get the treatment centers to participate as much as possible by, you know, creating robust profiles, like telling us what their philosophy is, you know, having staff bios. A lot of this stuff will exist, you know, on a site-by-site basis on their websites, of course. But the process of going from website to website to website can be a little bit arduous, whereas, you know, browsing our site, they can tend to, you know, do that quickly and connect with other consumers who have you know, been to those treatment centers and have left reviews, give them that sort of third-party credibility, I guess.
Right, and that's so important. I was just going to ask you that. If you know, there's some credibility, obviously you guys don't just put anybody online, but I think that's great that they're participating in it, and I'm sure that you do your due diligence in making sure all these places are credited and such, right?
Yeah, and we do, and it's always kind of an ongoing process, because, you know, just as there's amazing people in this industry who do amazing work and are really there to help people get healthy, there are unfortunately individuals that are also just here to capitalize on it as a, you know, monetary opportunity. And so we try to help people be able to see that by giving everybody that's interacted with them a voice.
Right, exactly. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on and shedding light on this, you know, positive use of technology. I really think this is where everybody is going to start to realize they could get the help that they need. Can you tell everybody where they could find you or find the website?
Yeah, please. One more time. So rehabs.com or recovery.org. Rehabs is going to be more focused on people that, you know, want treatment, know they need it, or believe they need it. And recovery.org is more of a robust community for sort of the whole spectrum.
Thank you.
To all the way to living a life of recovery.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff, so much. I really appreciate it. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.